The Lord, message number 209. The title of the message, Watchman, part 26. The watchman is confident and is able to see God's goodness in time of trouble. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 27. We will read the whole psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. We come before the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for your word that you sent to us on time, that carry prophetic value to help us, to help your church and your people to overcome whatever work of Satan or the enemy we come against, and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Let your word bring encouragement, support, strength, revival, assurance, confidence, and trust and hope in you, Lord. I do pray for those who are in trouble or facing certain circumstances and even that they cannot handle or cope with, Lord. Remove fear. We come against the spirit of fear of the devil and we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as you had comforted David and strengthened him and gave him the courage and the confidence in you to overcome, let be, Lord, this you will do also in the life of your church and your people and those who listen to your word, oh God. I pray you raise up people like David, a watchman who can see and they are confident to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh Lord, pardon me with your grace and not my lips, and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. David is the one who wrote Psalm 27, and it seemed that he was in the middle of troubles. People and evil people, they were attacking him, and his life was threatened, and he was crying to God, and he was also claiming that even a big army is around him. Still, the Lord is able, and he will be able to deliver him, and he will have the confidence in the Lord. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. When the enemy will attack you, people attack you, evil men will try to plot evil against you. You might be frightened, and you may have fear, because one of the weapon that devil will use to intimidate us is fear. Fear is coming from the devil, and he injected you in it so that you will be defeated. But the word of God, as we receive today, it will encourage us to overcome. David was passing into and through many troubles, but he was a good watchman who was able to see that God can do so much to him. Therefore, me and you, we need to take notice of that the Lord will be able to do to us as he did to David. David was surrounded by a big army of Saul. He was attacked by the king himself and all the army under Saul, the army of the Israelites. But the Lord was with David and enabled him to escape and to get delivered. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strong hold of my life. David was able to see in the Lord that is his light. The Lord is my light. The Lord will make his light shine on our life as we trust him. The Lord will let his light shine on your life and make you see clearly the way out of the troubles. And also the light of the Lord will give us confidence and will make us see clearly the coming victory that has come from the Lord. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. We enjoy the salvation of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we enjoy also the deliverance of God from any troubles or threatening life situation. And we can say, like David said, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. In the Lord you will have and we will find a refuge and a shelter to hide us in time of troubles. The enemies who attack us, who continue to try their best to attack us, and as the devil trying to attack us and will use different kind of people or circumstances, in the Lord we will find the stronghold, that he will be our refuge and we can run to him and we'll be safe. The watchman has the confidence in the Lord. Two times the word confidence had been repeated in Psalm 27, and the watchman who watched over the affair of his life and life of others and the affairs of the life of the church and the ministry, he should have confidence, and confidence comes from the Lord. As we have the confidence, we can say, as David said, though an army besiege me, my heart will not fail. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. Yes, our confidence comes only from the Lord. How this confidence will be built up, how we can say the Lord is my light and my salvation, how we can say that the Lord is the stronghold of my life. In verse 4 we have a key for this question, an answer for this question. David say, one thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. The watchman before trouble will come. He is the man who seek and do his best to draw near to God, draw near to the Lord, because as he draw near, the Lord will be a shelter for him. David say in verse 8, my heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. As we draw near to God, as we seek the face of God, then we will reap the harvest that is allocated to us from the Lord. In verse 4 say, for in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. That is verse 5. As David was seeking the Lord, he say and he continued to say, for in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. As we seek the Lord, we can see that in the day of trouble, in the day of problem and the attack of the devil, we'll be sheltered in his tabernacle, in his temple, the ministry and the service that we give to the Lord as we seek him and do our best to serve him. The same thing the Lord will use to protect us, and not only to protect us and to shelter us, but to set us on the rock, high above the enemy. And as we've been set up above the rock, you know, when you are on the ground and somebody lift you up and put you over the rock, your level will be higher than others, and you can see things in a more a clear way, and you'll be a really the watchman, and your confidence will be raised up more, and you can encourage others and raise up their confidence in the Lord. The confidence of the watchman with God's witness and mercy toward him will enable him, will enable us to do further things. In verse 6 we can read, then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. As we can see the Lord deliverance, as he lift us up in the Holy Spirit and give us courage and assurance and restore our soul and give us assurance of the victory, then we shout, we sacrifice and make shout of joy in the tabernacle, in the temple of the Lord. Further in verse 7 he say, David, hear my voice when I call. O Lord, be merciful to me and answer me. The watchman, and we are the watchman, plead with God for mercy and intercede to receive help from him. As we have confidence in the Lord, and as we can see clearly the Lord is working for our behalf, then we cry out to God to answer us, to have mercy on us, to relieve us in time of trouble. In verse 9, David said, do not hide your face from me. Yes, Lord, do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O Lord, my Savior. This is these words. It raises up from heart full of faith, a heart of a watchman who can see the Lord is moving toward him, who can see that God is crushing the enemy, who can see that God is raising him up and lifting him up, God assurance upon him. Then he cry out in the confidence in the Lord, do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. David the watchman has the confidence that even very near people may leave him, but the Lord shall receive him and will take care of him. In verse 10, David says, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. The Lord wants to assure you that maybe very near people that you are depending on or you are depending on may leave you, or they have left you in time of troubles, but the Lord will neither leave you nor forsake you. You know, David say, my father and my mother, they forsake me, but the Lord will receive me. The Lord will receive me. He has the confidence. Even very near people had left. I am not looking for those who leave me. I am looking for the Lord who received me, who will take care of me. David say, teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. The watchman who has confidence in the Lord, he is humble. He is seeking the Lord and asking the Lord not only to help him but to teach him. Teach him his ways. We need to ask the Lord. Ask the Lord, teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. As the enemy attacking us, we need to know God's way so we can follow the ways of God, so we will be escaped from the plans of devil and the manipulation of Satan, who is using people and circumstances to oppress us. As you humble down before God and ask him to teach you his ways and to lead you in a way to avoid people who are oppressing you, then you will be lifted up. And the Lord will answer you and teach you his safe way in order for you to escape troubles and in order for you to continue to serve him and to live for him. We need to continue as watchmen and women to continue to ask the Lord, teach us your ways, O Lord. You know, when the enemy will attack, devil will have schemes. And we need to seek the Lord to teach us his way, to find out how to handle each and every spiritual attack of the evil one. In verse 12, David was pleading to the Lord. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. The watchman is the man who asks God to protect him from his enemies and those who are waiting for him to fall. There are people waiting for me. There are people waiting for you to fall. Who does not wish you good? There were people around David, they want him to fall. But here the watchman, as he see the enemy, when God allow us to see the enemy, not he allowed us to see the enemy to get revenge or to get discouraged, but God allow you to see certain enemies in order for you to cry out to God and to tell him, then do not turn me over to the desire of my foes. God wanted to cry out to him, and God also want to assure you, as long as your heart and motive is clean, then have the confidence to pray and to ask God to protect you from the enemies who are looking for opportunity to harm you. Yes, Lord. Yes, O God. Lord, do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. Cry out to God. Tell him to help you. Tell him to protect you. Yes, O God, raise up the confidence of your people through your word. The watchman has the confidence to declare to others and testify, I am still confident of this. In verse 13, David says, I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Be an encourager to others. Be good encouragers to others who are passing the troubles and trials, because their perseverance to follow the Lord. David was persevering to follow God, and the devil was attacking him from every corner and side. Encourage them that God will help them. God will deliver them and save them from troubles and will provide all their needs. As a watchman, I am encouraging you that the Lord will help you, will deliver you, will save you from all your troubles. And as you seek His face and draw near to Him, He will raise you up and He will set you upon the rock, and He will set you high above your enemies, and He will hear your prayer, and He will teach you His ways to overcome. In the same way, you encourage others. You encourage the people under your care, the congregation under your care, your family, your contact, the people who are attaching to you and receiving from you the word of God and the encouragement from the Lord. You encourage them. Encourage them. Help them to see the goodness of the Lord. Help them and build in them the confidence that God is there around them and His goodness at their disposal. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Let's come together and pray. Lord, I thank you. Tell him, Lord, thank you for your word that helped me to see your goodness to me even at this time of my struggle. Tell him, Lord, at this very critical time, and I am facing and passing through this particular problem, bring your problem into the hand of God right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to help me and deliver me from my enemies and from those who breathe violence against me, O God. Lord, do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me, Lord, and answer me, O God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, O God, for answering of a prayer. For in the day of trouble, you will keep me safe in your dwelling. O God, you will hide me in the shelter of your tabernacle, and you will set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At your tabernacle will I sacrifice with shout of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. O God, I thank and I praise you, O God. Let me, Lord, this word of yours, a prophetic message to your church and your people, use it to encourage us, O God, to encourage your people, to encourage your servants, our workers, O God, our brothers and sisters who are serving you wholeheartedly, Lord. You help them, O God, to stand firm. Deliver them, O God, from the evil one, O Lord. Help them to encourage others, O Lord. Let be a testimony to encourage others and to help them to see your goodness in their life. O God, take this message and spread it and make it reach our brothers and sisters who are in need of this word of yours, who are in need of this message. Make it reach to them on time, Lord. And Lord, receive the glory that you belong to you, Lord, and the harvest that you desire to see. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.